A couple of weeks back, Dillingham Police Chief Dan Pasquarello bumped into a young man at an evening church service a bit unexpectedly. Pasquarello said he was surprised to see Nicholas Tinker, a 36-year-old from Aleknagik, because the last he knew, Tinker was still in custody on a felony charge of selling heroin to a DPD confidential informant. The next week, Pasquarello found out that the Anchorage prosecutor assigned to the case had dismissed that one drug charge. That was confusing, says the chief, because he thought the investigation was solid.
Yes, it was a good case. Our department did a good job on it. We obtained an electronic monitoring warrant prior to making the controlled buy. We vetted our confidential informant, exposing all his baggage to the Anchorage District Attorney's office prior to doing that.
The CI's baggage, as you might imagine, is drug-related, but Pasquarello didn't go into specifics. The assistant district attorney in Anchorage who dismissed the case, according to online court records, is Lawrence Monsma. His boss is Jack McKenna, who now oversees Bristol-based criminal cases.
I understand the chief's concern and certainly why he would be very interested in the case. They did put a lot of work into it, and there's a reason to put that work in there because I share the community's concern there with the rise in heroin use. That particular case, like I said, though, we had some proof problems. It didn't seem like there was anything that we could do as far as, you know, the event happens. There's not a lot you can do to go back in time and change what it is.
Tinker's wasn't the only drug case to be dismissed. Gust Romy also allegedly sold a dose of heroin to a police CI in a similar investigation, though months apart. Prosecutors dismissed his case as well. But after Romy was charged by DPD, but before he was arrested, Anchorage police found him and two others in possession of a substantial amount of heroin in a car at Anchorage's Goose Lake Park. Romy had six loaded syringes with 22.5 grams of heroin and a bundle of $18,000 cash. Last week, he pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of attempted fourth-degree misconduct involving a controlled substance and was sentenced to a flat 6 months in jail, which he's currently serving. Prosecutors have not said if Romy's Dillingham case was dismissed as part of the deal in Anchorage. Pasquarello says part of what's happening here is a communication problem. Before the Dillingham DA quit her job, the working relationship worked better.
We had the ability to go over and talk to them face-to-face, express both the department's concerns, the concerns of the community, how certain cases fit in with other aspects of the community. It's now become much more difficult to try to express those concerns.
In Anchorage, McKenna says improving that communication between law enforcement and the prosecutors will happen. It might just take some time.
I think it's just a process of getting the attorneys that are here used to working with the, just knowing to also get in touch with the officers out in Dillingham.
The Anchorage DA's office has now assigned one attorney to handle all of the Dillingham court criminal cases, which has already improved agency coordination. Pamela Dale has taken the reins, and though she lives in Anchorage, she has become a more direct point of contact for police and troopers. But Dale's assignment came after prosecutors dropped dozens of charges during the month of January. Those cases involve all types of crime, from a young man police charged with setting a truck on fire on Gauthier Way to various assaults, harassment, and drunk driving. Dropped DUI cases include the woman alleged to have slammed into a utility pole downtown, a man accused of driving drunk in Aleknagik just after the bridge was completed, and a woman police said drove drunk for some 15 miles with three kids in the car. Those Dillingham cases join an ever-growing list of NACNIC criminal cases dismissed that has left Bristol Bay's east side law enforcement and residents confounded and confused. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.